1932. Times probably couldn't have gotten any worse. The impact of Black Tuesday, the Wall Street crash of 1929, had made its way all across the country. Jobs were scarce. Employment rose to nearly 33%. Factories were closing everywhere. Money was tight. In the breadbasket of the country, a dust bowl was brewing. The heavens were shut up, and the farmlands were wasting away. Depression and fear spread like a disease. Prohibition was now over a decade old, and the gleaming promises of evangelist Billy Sunday, the voice of the temperance movement crying in the wilderness that through prohibition, quote, the slums will soon be only a memory, and we will turn our prisons into factories and our jails into storehouses and corn cribs. Those promises never came to pass. It became a classic case of unintended consequences. The insatiable thirst for booze never really went away. It just went underground. The tentacles of organized crime, which had always been there, just below the surface of social respectability, reached further and deeper than ever before. The black market for alcohol flourished, along with prostitution, gambling, and theft. With this came the rise in violence, burglaries, homicides, and assaults that had law enforcement at their wits' end. Newspapers were filled with stories of the dodgy exploits of crime bosses in the cities of New York and Chicago. Around this time, Al Capone, not Mayor Anton Cermak, was the king of Chicago, and he ruled it with an iron fist. Men like Capone, crime bosses that had a stronghold of power through criminal activity, were in cities all over America. Chattanooga, Tennessee was no exception. It had its own crime boss that kept his finger on the pulse of the dark underworld of the sleepy southern town. Chattanooga had its own king of crime. That is, until one summer night, when the king of Chattanooga was overthrown by the king of kings. I'm Ronnie Brown, and this is Forgotten. Mordecai Ham was an American Independent Baptist evangelist of the early 20th century. He was born April the 2nd, 1877, and entered the ministry in 1901. There were more than 33,000 conversions during the first year of his ministry alone, and more than 300,000 new converts joined Baptist churches in Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky, and the Carolinas in the space of 30 years. He held evangelistic crusades all over the United States for decades. He was a man that often found himself at odds with townspeople, especially those who did not support the temperance movement. Ham was a strong supporter of prohibition. In 1908, Ham was preaching in Salisbury, North Carolina, where a state prohibition election was being held. The night before the election, Ham had to be escorted to and from the tabernacle by armed guards. After the service, the men paraded through the streets all night shouting, quote, hang Ham, hang Ham, end quote. As he left by train, a U.S. Marshal had to stand outside on the station platform holding two pistols pointed at the crowd. His life was threatened on numerous occasions. He was assaulted by what seemed like random attackers and maligned by city administrations. Once in 1927, as he was crossing the street, he was struck down by an automobile and dragged for a half a block. It was never really determined whether it was an accident or a deliberate attempt on his life. But with all these risks and dangers of his bold preaching came a harvest of souls. Close observers wrote concerning Mordecai Ham, quote, he exalts Christ and fights sin with all his might. There is no middle ground in his campaigns. It is impossible to evaluate his ministry. Under his preaching, I have seen murderers saved, drunks converted, homes reunited, and men and women dedicate their lives to special service, end quote. His biography is a long list of wondrous stories of individual conversions. Mordecai Ham would often follow a similar pattern. When he came into a city, he would focus on the worst sinner in town and win that one to Jesus Christ, and then most of the city would follow suit. On one such occasion, an infidel was identified as this key sinner. He confronted the infidel, who was hiding in a cornfield to avoid the preacher. "What are you going to do?" asked the opponent of the gospel. "Ask God to kill you," replied Ham. The infidel protested. Ham said that since the man claimed to believe there was no God, such a prayer shouldn't bother him in the least. Nonetheless, the unbeliever begged Ham not to pray for his death, and so Ham agreed to pray for his salvation instead, and the man was converted on the spot. In January of 1933, Ham opened a campaign in Little Rock, Arkansas. He set his sights on a man by the name of Otto Sutton. He was a wild, worldly, wicked, and reckless heavyweight fighter at the time, and Mordecai Ham led him to Christ. He later became the pastor of the Valence Street Baptist Church of New Orleans, Louisiana. One of the most notable converts of Mordecai Ham was a tall North Carolina teenager in 1934. Ham was preaching a revival on the outskirts of Charlotte, where some 6,400 people were converted to Jesus Christ during the crusade. One of those was a young man by the name of Billy Graham. The teenager was amazed as he saw more than 5,000 in every meeting and every seat was filled. People were getting saved all around him. It seemed to the young man that the only place that was safe from the evangelist's wrath was in the choir, and that's where he and his friend Grady Wilson sat the next night. That night, the evangelist's first words were, "There's a great sinner in this place tonight." Billy thought to himself, quote, "Mother's been telling him about me," end quote. Later that evening, during the close of the service, he turned to Grady and said, "Let's go." Billy Graham put his trust in the Lord Jesus Christ that night. In 1932, Mordecai Ham had started a revival meeting in Chattanooga, Tennessee. One night of the meeting, in order to keep a promise that he had made to his little girl, a man by the name of Wyatt Larimore went to the Chattanooga meeting. Larimore was known as the king of the Chattanooga underworld. He was a racketeer and deep in the bootlegging business. According to his own testimony, he had stood before the courts of Hamilton County for every conceivable crime, ranging from traffic violations to first-degree murder. At the time, he was paying taxes on more than $200,000, much of which was obtained through his illicit businesses, chains of bootleg distilleries, and gambling houses, which were managed by more than 300 men who worked under him. On the night that Wyatt Larimore was in the meeting, Mordecai Ham preached on God's last call. Larimore came under great conviction, and after several days of mental and spiritual despair, he went back to the meeting and was thoroughly converted. On the night that Larimore was saved, many of the 300 men that worked under him were saved as well. Larimore went back to the whole group of them and said, "Boys, we're through. We're going to close all the rackets and bust all the rotten liquor." For some time after his conversion, he made his living peddling fish on the streets of Chattanooga. But the Lord used him in the lives of so many people, and it is said that he gave his testimony in every church in Chattanooga. The amazing story of Wyatt Larimore's transformation is a testimony to the life-changing power of Jesus Christ. The blackest and darkest of sin can be forgiven by the redemptive work of God's Son on the cross of Calvary. If the king of sin and rebellion will simply yield their throne to the Prince of Glory, real, genuine change can take place in the heart and in the mind, a change that is as different as night is today. And as the Old Testament prophet Isaiah said, "Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be made as wool. Forgotten is written and produced by me, Ronnie Brown. You can find out more about this show at ForgottenPodcast.com. I'm also on Facebook at Facebook.com/ForgottenPodcast. Forgotten is also available on various podcasting apps, such as iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Downcast. Be sure to stop into iTunes and leave a review. And as always, thanks for listening.